Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Just to get to Debenhams, and we followed the story from the very, very start, and gosh, it doesn't seem like 150 days now since all this started. Debenhams workers occupying the Henry Street store have been arrested this morning by Garda Síochána. Workers had occupied two stores in Dublin and in Cork at 7 o'clock this morning in response to the insulting, they believe, redundancy settlement offered to them last week. So much so now that this morning a spokesperson for KMG, which is running the liquidation of Debenhams, said the liquidators have now withdrawn the offer of a deal, not that they wanted it in the first place, with the workers in response to the occupations. And joining me on the air is Anne-Marie Gannon, who is a Debenhams worker. Good afternoon to you, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that some of your colleagues were arrested. I saw the video in the back of the Black Mariah this morning, broadcasting from the back of the Black Mariah. Okay, so maybe just fill us in, because it's been a little while since we spoke to you. The last time we spoke to you, we were doing the social distancing protests outside the shops and what have you. You've stepped up that, obviously, because you don't want Debenhams removing stock from the shops. So in fairness to you, you've relentlessly had people outside the shops to stop people coming in and taking the stock out of the shops, because obviously that's worth money, and that's what you guys need is money, because they're not willing to pay you the proper redundancy. So what was the next step? What took you to a stage this morning where you decided to occupy the stores?
Well, the staff, there's 24/7 pickets going on all stores. And there's patrols, say half-hourly patrols, around Henry Street store. And they just saw a broken window and they took the opportunity and they just went in.
Now, to clarify, they didn't break the window, because I saw that in the videos. They didn't break. The window was already broken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they went in and they occupied the store. They weren't in there for long, unfortunately. The police did come along and they removed them from the store. They were taken to Store Street Garda Station, but they weren't charged. They were released pending investigation.
Okay, and so they haven't been charged with breaking and entering or anything like that? Or
no, they haven't.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully they won't be either, that the guards and the justice system will see the reason as to why they did this. So explain to me why they did it. The reason you're doing this, just to explain to our listeners, is that there's a substantial amount of stock still in the shops. And,
stock is estimated to be between 25 to 40 million. KPMG have estimated it to be 10 to 11 million. So last Friday, there was a release from Mandate to say that KPMG have put an offer together. They will release 500,000 in October and a further 500,000 in January.
€1 million for all the staff to be shared amongst all the staff.
Yes, be shared between 1,000 staff.
Okay.
With the possibility of two stores reopening to sell off the stock, and after a stock is sold, to give a percentage to the staff, to 33% of profits. Now, who is to say that there will be profits at the end of the sale of stock?
Because they'll be selling it off cheap anyway,
Yeah. So just to break it down, roughly between 1,000 staff, if you're working 20 years, working full-time 20 years, you'd come out with about €1,900 after this offer. A part-timer on 12 hours working 20 years would come out with, say, about €600. This is an absolute insult.
So from what I remember, you stated in RT News, it works out about an extra day's salary for a full-time worker.
It's a fifth of your contract.
All right, okay. So, rightly so, you turned this down. You said, no, you can stick that where the sun shines.
Yeah, well, it hasn't gone into the ballot, so... We obviously told of our frustrations against this offer, and it hasn't gone out to ballot, but it was released today that KPMG have actually
withdrawn the offer.
But the offer was actually withdrawn last night.
Okay.
So they had taken it off the table last night.
So it wasn't taken off the table in light of the occupying the stores today?
No.
Because that seems to be the way it seems to be suggested in the papers today. Seems to be the case, but that wasn't the case as far as you're concerned.
No.
Okay, so where do you think you stand now? Because unfortunately you're in a situation very similar to what we had when we had Cleary's going back many years ago, where, you know, a lot of staff are going to end up with, you know, state redundancy, which is only 2 weeks per year.
Yes.
And that could take time to get that as well. It doesn't look like Debenhams are going to, and they don't seem to, you guys don't seem to have the law on your side, unfortunately. It doesn't look like you're going to get any more than that. So what's the next step?
Well, Debenhams released a statement last Friday stating that they had 95 million in the bank over in the UK business. They had 95 million. They had 50 million more than expected. So we want them to step up and pay us their redundancy out of that money that they have sitting in a bank account.
And what has your claim been in relation to redundancy? How much redundancy do you expect them to pay
you? We have a collective agreement between Debenhams and Mandy.
Okay.
So basically, the last lot of redundancies that were made a couple of years ago, this collective agreement was put in place that we get paid 2 weeks statutory plus 2 weeks off the company, and we want our collective agreement paid by Debenhams.
Okay, so in other words, obviously you want 4 weeks redundancy per year for people who, because many of the staff are there 15, 20, 25 years.
Yeah, there's some people there 35, 40 down in Cork. There's staff from Henry Street there 39, 40 years. Mm-hmm. I myself, I'm there 18 years. Like, it's a long time.
Because for people who don't remember, of course, it was Roche's Stores before it was Debenhams, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so people would remember Roche's Stores more so than remember Debenhams, because they don't remember Debenhams being there as long as that, but the staff would have transferred over to Debenhams from Roche's Stores. Okay, so, and do you think, is there a possibility? I know you have a lot of political will on your side, and I know Richard Boyd Barrett has been down there, and a couple of other politicians have been down there, people for profit, etc., etc. And I know Micheál Martin actually recently took I seen a photo opportunity with him, with one of the staff as well, there at one of the protests. But do you think they're going to do anything about it? Because I think legally their hands are tied.
Well, before the Dáil went on their holidays, we did have meetings with Leo Bradker, Micheál Martin, different ministers, and they said like that we should be looking for 2 plus 2 and nothing less, and that they were going to help us. And after their summer break, here we are now again with no help from the government. We have amazing support from PP for Profit, the Socialist Party. They're all here now on Henry Street. There's a big rally going on in solidarity with all the staff members, and it's just amazing. But we need the government to step in and make Debenhams pay this redundancy for us.
And the staff that were arrested this morning, are they back on the picket line again?
They are. They came straight back to the picket line, and they're still here now.
All right, well, look, I wish you well, and I hope you get the support that's needed. It's up to, obviously, government to do something about this, to step in here, because this, I mean, this can't go on much longer, because apart from anything else, it's not good for your mental health to be out there every single day of the week. You've life to live as well.
I know.
So I think the government needs to step in and do something about it. I don't know what they can do. Obviously, legally, from a legal point of view, their hands may be tied in some, but certainly putting pressure on KPMG and Debenhams wouldn't go amiss. But listen, thank you very much indeed, Amory
Thanks
Gannon.
Thanks very much, Niall. Thank
All right, see you, Amory Gannon from Debenhams. And if you're out there today, give them an L2 to the horn if you happen to see them, and support them.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.